The final season of She-Ra and the Princesses of Power drops today. DreamWorks and Netflix rebooted the kids' TV show from the 80s. Now, in the original, all the princesses were white, skinny, and presumably straight. NPR's Victoria Whitley Berry says the reboot reflects a wider range of people.
For starters, it was originally called She-Ra, Princess of Power. The reboot is She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. They're all important. It still takes place on the magical planet Etheria, and it's under attack by an evil army called the Horde. So a group of powerful princesses fight back. Adora is a princess who discovers a sword that transforms her into a giant warrior princess named She-Ra.
For the honor of Grayskull!
She-Ra and the Princesses of Power is your classic science fiction and fantasy story. It has the epic fight scenes, the space battles, and, of course, magic. Showrunner Noelle Stevenson grew up on these kinds of stories.
Like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and things like that.
But there was a problem with her favorite childhood films.
I never quite saw myself reflected in them, certainly not at the heart of the story.
There were a few women, Princess Leia and much later Rey, but where are the female Luke Skywalkers and Lord Saurons? So when she started writing stories of her own, she wanted kids like her to feel seen in more ways than one.
I know I'm not the only one, that my first ever crush on a female character was Velma from Scooby-Doo. And I think it's very important to know that this is an okay way to be. You don't have to hide.
Stevenson started out as a comic writer and illustrator, writing the graphic novel Nimona and the comic series Lumberjanes. So when Netflix and DreamWorks started working on a She-Ra reboot, Stevenson was all in. She and her all-female writing staff updated the princesses. They're women of color now, women of different shapes and sizes, and women who love other women. We also meet a non-binary character named Double Trouble. They're voiced by actor Jacob DeBaya.
Double Trouble is a non-binary shape-shifting mercenary and a method actor. So their whole sort of shtick is that they're like, well, sure, I can be anybody physically, but it's being people emotionally that's the real art.
This is what you really look like?
More or less. Of course, we all wear costumes. I just happen to be able to wear other people as costumes for a price.
Double Trouble is a fully realized character, even though they aren't one of the main ones.
That's what having access to full personhood looks like, is being able to play characters that aren't just there to be the moral of the story, but are there to advance the story and escalate conflict and just cause trouble.
Now, She-Ra and the Princesses of Power isn't the first time we've seen LGBTQ stories in children's entertainment. But what She-Ra and other shows like it do is bring queer stories that used to be subtle and puts them out into the open. May Rood is a journalist and trans character consultant. She says that because the team making She-Ra is made up of LGBTQ people, the stories they tell feel more genuine.
It's definitely this feeling of just comfort in queerness. It just feels like, oh yeah, okay, this is me, this is my life, this is how my brain works too.
Because throughout the 5 seasons of She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, everyone discovers they're strongest when they're being their true selves. Victoria Whitley Berry, NPR News.